Good morning. We have some announcements, obviously, since I'm the only one up here. Brian called yesterday evening about 8 o'clock, and he has a sinus allergic to all this pollen, and so he felt best that he not try to preach today because he's coughing and all of those wonderful things. So he needs our prayer so that we can help him heal and get back to business. I do want to welcome you this morning. We have several announcements to go over. Thankfully and joyfully, we have two roses on the table this morning. They are in celebration of our congratulations go out to Becky and Ted Slemons on the arrival of Everly Kate Cole, daughter of Stephanie and Kyle Cole, born on March the 3rd, weighing 6 pounds and 14 ounces. Congratulations, Ted. Congratulations go to Barbara, who is so excited to have a grandson, and Stephen and Emily Corbett on the birth of their son, Samuel Trout Corbett, born on March the 3rd and weighing 7 pounds and 8 ounces. So what a joyous occasion. Session will meet today. After worship, we'll be meeting with Brian by FaceTime or something like that. So we will take care of church business. We have a lot of decisions to make. Wednesday Bible study, he didn't mention whether that's still on or not. I suppose it is, unless you get an email from him. And then we do want to announce, if you are visiting this morning and you want to know more about becoming a member of the Presbyterian Church, or if you know anyone that you've been talking to about visiting with us or wanting to know more about our church, be sure to encourage them to attend our new member orientation. It's not for those that have already made a decision. It's for those that have made a decision or they just want more information. So that will be on April the 22nd. So if you are interested or know someone that's interested, please call the office and RSVP and they'll give you more details on the time. let's see here, what else? Oh, we did want to announce that our members that are in nursing homes cannot have visitors anymore for the time being, so we would like to encourage you to send them notes, write them a little note. You can call the office to get their address. I think that would be appropriate for them to know that we're thinking and praying for them at this time. And we will not do the passing of the peace for a while. We can look at each other and wave, I guess, or give each other the peace sign, whatever you prefer. But we will just move on into our worship. May the peace of Christ be with you. Please join me in the call to worship. We can become so familiar with the good news of God's great love, there is risk of complacency. Let us challenge the thought that we have planned the future so efficiently that there will be no surprises.
Let us celebrate the irrepressible power of God breaking out in life and hope where we least expect
it. Let us rejoice. The Savior of the world is with us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with so many things on our minds that we need to know that we can turn to you to be with us during this time. And we ask that you be with our congregants that need your love, your presence, your peace. We ask you to wrap your healing hands around those that are ill or battling diseases of all kinds. And we just ask you to keep us safe. Be with our world, be with all those that are in such stress at this time. But we do thank you for all the joys of new birth and the joys of this day. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. We'll sing our first hymn, If Thou But Trust in God to Guide Thee, on page 282 of your pew Bible. In our responsive reading of Psalm 95, we will hear the joy of the psalmist. As the psalmist focuses and recognizes the great and all-powerful God working for the benefit of his people, he rejoices. He knows he has a great shepherd who can carry him through the wilderness. May these words give birth to an incredible hope for us, as it did for the psalmist. We'll read Psalm 95. Responsively, found on page 550 of your pew Bible. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed.
O come,
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. When your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had not seen my work.
For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not regard my ways.
Therefore in my anger I swore, they shall not enter my rest. Please stand and join in the Gloria Patri. That was a gift from a dear aunt of mine that I'll use during the sermon and during the service. And I'll read this. I thought it was appropriate. Give lavishly, live abundantly. The more you give, the more you get. The more you laugh, the less you fret. The more you do unselfishly, the more you live abundantly. The more of everything you share, the more you'll always have to spare. The more you love, the more you'll find that life is good and friends are kind. For only what we give away enriches us from day by day. Now we'll bring our tithes and offering. Provider, in Christ you give us a spring of pure water that overflows to eternal life. Your love and hope fill our hearts, so we want to worship you in spirit and truth. Open our eyes to see the places in this neighborhood where our church's ministries could reach new people. Direct our gifts and offerings for your purposes in our community and beyond. We ask this through Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. I don't see any children, so we'll move on to our next hymn. That is Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us, number 387.
Thank you.
seated. Even the Israelites, who had witnessed firsthand the mighty acts of God, quickly lose hope in a frightening situation. Even though God was faithful to provide freedom and salvation during their flight from Egypt and their wilderness journey, they quickly lose hope and assume the worst when they can find no water. By supplying water, God lets the people know their God in God is not misplaced. Their hope in God is not misplaced. I'll read Exodus 17, 1 through 7, found in the Old Testament, not the New, it says in the bulletin, it's the New Testament, but we know it's in the Old Testament, found on page 64 of your pew Bible, if you wish to follow along. 17, 1 through 7. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of the Lord.
For God so loved the world, he gave his priceless pearl. For God so
The New Testament lesson this morning is from Romans 5, 1 through 11, found on page 155 in your pew Bible. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God? For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have not now received reconciliation. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Brian told me I didn't have to preach. And I thought, well, I love to preach. Just ask my children. They'll tell you. And my grandchildren. So I mentioned this book. It was a gift. I'll call it a gift. It belonged to a very dear aunt of mine that when she died, we were allowed to go into her home and pick out a book or a little knickknack or something. And I think I was in my 20s when she died, and her name was Lillian. And this book is a collection of poems from Helen Steiner Rice. Some of you will be real familiar with this, I'm sure. Someone Cares is the collection. But instead of reading a poem, I found in the back where she wrote a piece, and I'm going to read it to you. I thought it was touching and says a lot about our world. And I think about the fact that she wrote this book in 72 as a copyright, but it's so still, it's today. So I'll read from this. I ask for no sensational, spectacular evidence or proof that God is my Father and that his Son, Jesus, loves me. I only know that he who brought me into this world will also take me safely back. For though there are many things I lack, he will not let me go alone into a land that is unknown. And with that knowledge, I can travel happily on the highway to heaven. And always with hurrying feet, for I know God will open new fields of usefulness for me, where there are no limitations, no handicaps, and no restrictions. My outlook on life is just the simple outlook faith provides for each one of us if we do not attempt to remake God into a God of our own specifications, who meets our own selfish needs. And never think of God as something apart, for he is really a part of our heart. He is not in a faraway place, but only a prayer away. And just because we cannot touch his hand and see his face does not mean that he is not beside us at all times. Remember, you cannot see the air or capture it with your hand, but you can feel a gentle breeze on a sunny day or the wind's powerful blast in the fury of a storm, and you know without breathing this air, you would die. But for like God, it is truly the breath of life. I just know everything that has ever happened in my life, whether it was good or bad, glad or sad, God sent it for a reason, and I truly believe that in all my heart, that God never makes mistakes. I never question what God sends, for I realize when you question God, you lose the unquestionable power of faith, and you no longer can enjoy its endless benefits. I pray constantly, not always on my knees or at special places or at special times, nor do I use impressive words. I just keep up a running conversation with God, hour by hour and day by day. I talk to Him about everything, and I ask Him for nothing except the joy of knowing Him better and loving Him more. I am not ritualistically religious or denominationally directed, and when columnists question me, I just answer with this quote from one of my poems. Ask me not my race or creed, just ask me in my hour of need, and let me know you love me too, and that I am a part of you. For in the Holy Father's sight, no man is yellow, black, or white. I am well aware that I cannot make it on my own, and I ask God to take my hand and hold it tight, for I cannot walk alone. Each day God only asks us to do our best, and then He will take over and do all the rest. And remember, God is always available and ready to help anyone who asks Him, for God is here, He's there, He's everywhere. He's as close to you as He is to me. And wherever you are, God is sure to be. I want you to know that the poems I write are not mine alone. They belong to God and to the people I've known. And while I may never have met you face to face, in God's love and in by His grace, our hearts and minds can meet and share my little poems of faith and prayer. And though we are oceans and miles apart, God unites us in spirit and heart. Amen. And now could you stand and we'll affirm our faith, the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born on the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You today and every day with open hands and open hearts. We want to thank You for the blessings that have come our way, those that we know are from You and those that we don't see or recognize. And we just ask that You go with all of us as we enter into an interesting stage in our lives and time in the lives of all. And we'd ask that You guide us as we pray the prayer that You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
them is an insert in the bulletin. I have decided to follow Jesus. Please stand if you're able. Puts a song in our hearts so we can help others sing praises to God. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God.